ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ.
ಪೇಜ್ 7 ವರ್ಸ್ 10.
ಧ್ಯೇಯ ಪದಾರ್ಥೌ ದ್ವೌ ಜೀ ಸಮಾಧ್ಯ ಸಮಾಧಿರೌ ಜ್ಞಾತವ್ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನೈವಾನ್ಯತ್. ಇತಿ ವೇದಾಂತರಿಂದಿಮಃ.
ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ 8, 9 and 10 ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸಾಧನಂ to attain moksha. This sadhanam is having three steps. First step is shravanam, second step is mananam, third step is nididhyasanam. If you want to attain brahma jnanam, the knowledge about the truth, the reality, that is possible only by these three steps. Consistent systematic study is must. That too Vedantic scriptures. Who said this? Vedanta Dindima. Scriptures proclaim Atmava are drashtavyaha. If you want to know Atma itself, ಶ್ರೋತವ್ಯ, ಹೌ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್, ವಿತ್ ಚಿತ್ತ ಸಮಾಧಾನ, ಏಕಾಗ್ರತಾ, ವಿತ್ ಎ ಫೋಕಸ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದಟ್ ಟು ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾನ ತ್ರಯಂ. ಅದರ್ ಗ್ರಂಥ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಆತ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ. ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾನ ತ್ರಯಂ ಅಲೋನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ. ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಡ್ವೆಲ್ ಅಪಾನ್. ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ದ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಟ್ teacher. So, do parayanam of Bhagavad Gita, read commentaries, it didn't say. Shravanam, Shrotavyam. So, Guru is must. That itself shows. You have to listen from a Guru. After long hearing, you have to do mananam, reflecting upon that subject repeatedly. Just worldly people remember the score of that so and so cricket player when 1989, they remember the score. How much a memory power you see. Some people remember all the phone numbers of their friends and relatives. They have memory power. Lots of memory is there. But that memory, if you use for this Brahma Jnana, if you go on reflecting upon the Shastra, Sadhyaha Mokshaha. So our potential powers or capacities we are using for so many things, reflecting upon house, reflecting upon children, reflecting Nishkar Mananam. Okay. We do Mananam about everything other than
Brahman.
Why can't we use that energy for this? That happens, Swami. That Mananam happens. Why it happens? How it happens? Because you like, you love the worldly relations, people, objects, you love. That's why you are doing Mananam without much effort. If I am interested in Vedanta, Mumukshu, Tivra Mumukshu, I am intense desire is there, this Mananam also happens easily. That's a create interest, develop that Tivra Mumukshutvam, then it will work out. Therefore, Vedanta is not difficult. People say Bhagavad Gita is very difficult, Upanishads very very difficult, Brahma Sutram sollave venda, very very difficult. For unprepared mind they are difficult only. Which subject is not difficult? You tell me. Music is also difficult only. Which subject is not difficult? For unprepared mind, all subjects are difficult also. Cooking is also difficult. If you are not interested, cooking is also difficult. So for prepared mind, everything is easy. So to make Vedanta easy or difficult, in whose hand now? In my own hand. Vedanta is neither difficult nor easy. How is the class? Is easy or difficult now? You have to ask a counter question. For whom? Subject is difficult or easy, for whom? You have to put a counter question. For unprepared person it is difficult only. For a prepared person it is easy. I hope you are all prepared. Okay, then it is easy. So Mananam also easy. Shravanam also, as you listen you understand because of your preparedness, mind, mental preparation, your mind set, the antenna set, and the TV, they are keeping antenna set. That it tune it properly, tune it properly. Similarly, you have to tune your mind. You have to attune your mind to Vedanta, Shravanam and Mananam. Once you have that, you get lot of information. Paroksha Jnanam. Sometimes if you are Uttamadhikari, Shravana time itself, you get Aparoksha Jnanam. Direct knowledge. Suppose we are not up to the mark, suppose. So Nidhyasanam is required. That is given in the 10th shloka. Nidhyasanam is also of two types, I said in the last class. We were seeing in this 10th shloka. Dheya Adhyaya Padarthau Dvau. There are two entities. One is to be meditated upon, Dheya Padarthaha. Padarthaha means entity. Jeya Padarthaha. Jeya means to be meditated upon. Dhyanam. Dhyanam is also two types. Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam, Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. So Jeya Padarthau Dvau. Adhyaya Padartha means that object which you should not meditate upon. Nadhyaya Adhyaya. People meditate upon what? Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha. This shloka I have introduced last class, just I read it, no? Vishayan Pumsaha Sangaha Teshu Pajayate. So the more you meditate upon what you should not meditate, you will get attachment, Sangaha. Once you get attachment, you want it. Sangha, Sanjayate, Kamaha, Janati, then Ichchati. Then, Yatate, try to get it. Struggle, struggling to get it. if I won't get it, krodhat bhavati. So adhyaya vishaya dhyanam leads to desire, anger, then delusion. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. If you meditate upon the worldly objects other than Brahman, it leads to anger, frustration. When you get disappointment, all objects you won't get, you are meditating upon, but you won't get. What happens? Gloomy face becomes gloomy face. Gloomy and the cash toy face, na. And we spread that to all people. So you cannot put mask, no? Your face is open. Everyone looks at your face. And they also get that infection. So we are spreading unnecessary problems. We are meditating upon anatman. Maximum people meditate upon anatman. Deliberately they won't do. It happens. That is the greatness of Maya Mohini. For Brahma Dhyana, you have to be in Shastra maximum time. You have to do listening and you have to dwell upon that. Then only that is Dheya Vishayaha. So opposite, if you do meditation upon Brahman, no Sangha, no Kama, no Krodha, no Moha. Moha, Smriti Bhramsha, Buddhinata, Pranachyati. All these problems hold by them. Okay? Therefore what? Jatavyam Brahma Eva. Dhi Samadhya Samadhidau. One meditation, that means Dheya means that to be meditated upon. If you meditate, it gives Dhi Samadhi. Integration of your buddhi, mind, antakaranam. Dhi Samadhi Asamadhidau. One meditation gives Dhi Samadhi. Focusing mind, absorbed mind, alert mind, resilient mind, it gives. If you do Brahma Dhyanam, it helps your intellect to become brighter, brighter and brightest. Another meditation gives what? Adhyaya Vishayam, if you meditate upon, which you should not meditate, Asamadhi, no absorption. Opposite to absorption, distraction. You get Asamadhi means distraction, wavering, vacillation. Opposite to absorption. If you meditate upon Brahman, Eka Vastu, it gives tremendous power. Your antashkarana, absorption. If you meditate upon anatma vastus, because there are many anatmas, so mind goes here and there, asamadhi and there. Asamadhi and there, lack of absorption, distraction and absorption. Both are giving different benefits. Which one you want? Distracted mind, wavering mind, vacillating mind, vedma, focusing, resilient, alert, integrated mind, which one you want? We want what? Integrated mind, absorbed mind, focusing mind, only we want. Then you have to do Brahma Dhyana. Therefore, Dhatavyam Brahma. Na Anyate. Na Anyate. Never meditate upon anything other than Brahma. Meditate upon Brahman only. As what? As myself. That is understood. I meditate upon Brahman, Swamini, when I will merge with Brahman. To merge with Brahman, people meditate upon Brahman. Some problem. I need not meditate upon Brahman to merge. Meditator himself is Brahman. So I am meditating upon myself. Correct? I am, the self, is none other than Brahman. This thought I entertain. Akhandakara Bhakti. That is called Brahma Dhyanam. First Saguna Ishvara Dhyanam to Nirguna Brahma Dhyanam. Clear? Eka Rupa to Aneka Rupa to Arupa. Now Brahman, what form Brahman has got? Eka Rupa, Aneka Rupa, Aneka Neka Rupa. No. Arupa, formless. How to meditate upon formless? That is why we say it is Nididhyasana, contemplation. Exact translation of Brahma Dhyanam is nothing but abiding, entertaining that thought, vritti, I am Brahman alone. At the back of your mind, it is always Pachyan, Pranvan, Prishan, Vigyan. I never lose sight of my real nature, that is Brahman. So, I am not Karana Sariram, Sukshma Sariram, Sula Sariram, Ahankara. I am not these four fingers. I am Angushta Matra Purushaha Brahman. Okay. So, I have to remember that. That is called Dhatavyam Brahma Naiva Anyat. Who says? I am not saying Vedanta Rindimaha. This is Vedanta Rindimaha. This is the way you have to meditate. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka. So, Atmava are Drashtavyaha Mantravyaha Shotavyaha Mantavyaha Nididhyasitavyaha. 2, 4, 6 Maitreyi Brahmana is over. 8, 9, 10. Now 11th shloka will read.
Yogino bhogino vati Yagino ragino pitam Jnanan moksho na sandehaha Iti Vedanta Rindimaha.
Now a question may arise. Why is Jnanam alone for moksha? Shastra talks about many other sadhanas. Varanashrama dharma, ashrama dharma, varana dharma, there are so many rituals are there, upasanas are given. Why one has to take up only shravanam? You are publicizing to come to your class. Why can't I do lot of karma yoga or upasana yoga or ashtanga yoga by doing shirshasana? Ashtanga yoga abhyasa, I can practice. Why this jnana yoga only you insist? Shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha. And you are asking to buy book also, textbook. And I have to remember all these things. Why this practice, jnana yoga? Why not other practices? If you ask like that, you are in any ashrama, Brahmacharya ashrama, Grihastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, Sanyasa ashrama, any ashrami must come to Jnana. No way. Even anywhere you are, either in Chennai or Himalaya, if I stay in Uttarakashi through the year, can I get Jnana? People say, there are lot of saints. Everything is pavitram there. If you go and stay there for some time, and on the top, that wind, if you breathe, you get moksha. There are people. Let's say they go to Himalayas. Yogi, Jagi. போகி ராஜி. சோ யோகி தியாகி காம்பினேஷன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் யூ சீ, யோகினஹ போகினஹ வாபி தியாகினோ ராகினோபி ச. சோ யூ ஹேவ் டு புட் யோகி தியாகி இன் ஒன் பிளேஸ். போகி ராகி, யோகி தியாகி சரியாச்சு. அஷ்டாங்க யோகி யூ கேன் டேக். போகி ராகி கிரஹஸ்த. சரி, யோகி தியாகி, வாட் யூ மீன் பை யோகா? Even a person does yoga abhyasa, chitta vritti nirodha, samadhi abhyasa, morning, afternoon, evening, and daily doing lot of asanas, kundalini, pranayama, yoga abhyasa, and walking on the water also, and elevation, no? That body is levitation, levitating the body. So if we fly in the body, no? All those things, people yoga, no, not of yogic practice. And people talk that person sitting in the room, not coming out. And people are looking and peeping from the window. In the pantra, what he is doing? Not taking food, not drinking water. Huh? Our Muslim writer, he is enlightened. Acharya says, Upanishad says, nothing doing. He may stop in glass house. People, some people sit glass house, so everyone can see. You may control your breath. Without breathing you can sit. Without drinking also. In that, what is that one Jew here? VGP. You, one person stand there without drinking. And people are all looking at him. Can you say he is a jnani? Because we are not able to stay without drinking. But, we are drinking all the time. But that person is not drinking. Can you say he is a jnani? Like that, yogi and tyagi. Yogis are those people who does tyaga also. Give up so many things. They give up food and they give up all possessions. And they give up even clothes also, some of them. The more you give up, the more you are jnani and artham. They think like that. That's why Shankaracharya in Bhajagovindam, Jatilomundiruncitakesaha sashayam varabahutrita vesaha alla udaranimittam bahutrita vesaha. மடித்தலும் வேண்டாம், நீட்டலும் வேண்டாம். ஜடா பீப்புள் ஸ்டைல், லாட் ஆஃப் ஹேர், அண்ட் தட் ஹேர் இஸ் காற்று பறந்துட்டே இருக்கணும், இட் இஸ் ஃப்ளைங். பீப்புள் திங்க் இஃப் யூ ஹேவ் தாடி அண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் ஹேர், இஃப் யூ இட் லுக்ஸ் லைக் மகாத்மா ரிஷி. சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் நத்திங் டூயிங். யோகி தியாகி, யூ ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் வேரிங் சம் separate from us, no, look different, you know. Tyagi, no family, no children, nothing, no possession. Tyagi. Yogi tyagi, no need to study shastra. Upanishad says, he needs more. That person needs more. He has to study. Because unnecessary, unwanted emotions, unhealthy emotions, all can be washed off only by Shastra Patana. Therefore, you cannot easily come out of ignorance, not so easy. Yogi, Tyagi also must come to Vedanta Dindima class. What about Bhogi, Ragi? Bhogi, enjoying all pleasures. Enjoying all pleasures, Bhogi and Ragi. Ragi means the one who has got attachment with people, children, family. All are having, suppose, Ragi, Bhogi. Even they are there, Bhogi, Ragi, Api, active samsari ityartha. Active samsari. You go on, do your family duties, one day you will get Chitta Shuddhi and you will get Moksha. people say. You do your family duties. You do family duties. Because they say service is God. So you do service, God will appear to you. They talk like that. And see everyone as God. You will get moksha. Seeing everyone as God, how to see? How to see? So, Ragi, Bhogi, also those who are in Vrata, active samsaris also must come. He is active samsari, our name is silent samsari. Here samsari means again, I have done service to my mother, therefore I get moksha. I have done service to my old mother, I will get moksha. Who said? I have done service to my guru, therefore I get moksha. Who said? I have done lot of upasana, Devi upasana, Ambal anugraham. Devi has blessed me, therefore I get moksha. Like that people think. Who said? Never. Therefore what? Jnanat moksha. Na sandeha. May you not have any doubt with regard to this. Na sandeha. May you not have any doubt regarding this. By doing any amount of puja, any amount of service, any amount of annadanam, dharanam, godanam, selladanam, all will not help you. Only jnanam. Jnana kevatu kaivalyam. So Vedanta Vintimaha, this is what Vedanta declaration. Vishayeshu Radha. Radha means what? Attachment with anatma vishaya. So that is why even you go from family, tyagi, yogi, also ajnana will not go. Even you are in family, Radha is there also, more ajnana is there. So you have to come to jnanam. Therefore, what is the pramanam? Taittiriya Upanishad 2.1. Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahma vidā āpnoti param. Brahma vidā, the knower of Brahman alone, attains param, the supreme. Brahma vidā, that vidā, not English vidā. Vidā means Sanskrit. Knower. Knower of what? Knower of Brahman. He alone attains. So knowing means what? Knowledge. Jnana. Nowhere it is said in Upanishad. By doing this you will get moksha. By doing this you will get moksha. Anywhere it is said. Study properly Upanishad. You get jnana. Next shloka.
नवर्णाश्रमसङ्केतैः न कर्मोपासनादिभिः ब्रह्मज्ञानं विना मोक्षः इति वेदान्तरिन्द्रिमः.
There are many people who were in Grihastashrama, who were in Sanyasashrama, many rishis also. They all had scriptural study. Lord Krishna is a Grihastha. So he went to Sandipan, studied Brahma Vidya. Rama was in a kingdom. He also had Vasishtha Maharshi. What about Janaka? Yajnavalkya, Brihadaranyaka hero. Janaka Maharaja. Ashtavakra, Gita. Janaka, all of them, they are great, great people. They also attain knowledge through study only. That jnanam only may help them to get moksha, not by anything else. So therefore they are all exemplary. Shukacharya, Shuka Maharshi, Vyasa Maharshi, all of them, they are Tyagis are there, Yogis are there, and Hirastas are there. They all studied Shastra. Through Jnanam only they got Moksha. Therefore you have to take those examples. Great people who spend their time in Sravanam and attain Jnanam and Moksha. That way you have to understand. Now in this shloka he says the designation Varna Ashrama Dharma. Brahmanas alone will get Moksha. If you born as a Brahmana, you have got knowledge. Some people they think like that. Now if you are born as a Brahmana, there is a next birth. Who said that? Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya. Four Varnas are there. Na Varna Ashrama Sanketaihi. Sanketa means designation. Varna Dharma. Varna means Brahmana, Varna, Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaisya, Sudra. One more also is there, fifth one, Nishada. Nishada. Nishada means a person who is born to a mother and father, different caste, different religion. It's called Nishada. In Ramayana, Guha belongs to Nishada family. Nishada Varna, fifth Varna. The hybrid like you, okay. So, Chandalostu Satut Vilostu. In Chandara also. So, Brahmanas have Brahmana duties. Kshatriyas have Kshatriya duties. Vaishyas have Vaishya duties. Shudras have Shudra duties. The varnas, all these sanketas, these designations, karma upasana divihi. Karma and upasana. Karma means you know all the rituals, Vedic rituals prescribed to that particular varna. Raja, Rajasuyena Edetan. So Raja has to do Rajasuya Yagam. Who has to do Rajasuya Yagam? Which varna has to do Rajasuya Yagam? Question. Rajasuya Yaga itself shows what? Raja. Vaishya Deva. Who has to do that? Vaishya. Adhuri is there. It is there inside. No? The words itself shows. Therefore, there is no guarantee these karmas and upasanas will give moksha. Karma upasana dhilihi. That means Saguna Ishvara upasana. Any amount of Saguna Ishvara upasanam. Upasana means aradhana. Worshipping the Lord. Upasana with attributes. The Lord with attributes. Amara Prakriti Ishvara. I am a great bhakta. And Bhagavan talks through him. Hanumana Upasakara means Hanumana will speak through him. Ambal Upasakara means Ambal will speak through him. He is enlightened, liberated enough. Yes. Because Bhagavan is talking through him. Therefore they consider that person as God. Yatra never considered. These are all some siddhis. Some mystic powers. Because of bhakti, because of upasana. They are nothing to do with jnanam. They are nothing to do with moksha. They are all only intermediary stages of these sadhanas. Upasaka also has to come to Shastra, but he won't come. Then how will he get moksha? Next birth. Next birth alone. Next birth he starts very early age. What? Tattva-bodha. He starts Tattva-bodha. Then otherwise dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre. Because upasana is over. Refined mind. He is fit for knowledge. So all the best next birth. Upasana also. Karma yogi also. Some people they won't come to bhakti religion also. They won't come to Vedanta also. client, service, and they say like that. Manava seva, manava seva, karma yoga. Even they never worship God also. I am good person, I do always good. Not doing harm to others itself is how to be a good person. Not doing harm to others itself is enough. You need not do good to others. Not doing harm to others itself is a great virtue. Can that virtue give you moksha? That virtue will give you citizenship. Jnana yogyata. But that virtue, can it remove atma ajnana? No, virtue ki atma ajnana thi enna connection. Rama darshanam, Krishna darshanam, can they remove your ajnana, atma ajnana? I am Satchidananda Swarupaha Sattavati Chittavati. I don't know any Sattva Chitta. Rama Upasaka, Hanuman Upasaka, they cannot understand Bhagatyaga Lakshana. If they meet any guru, suppose by punya, if that guru is talking, overhearing, somewhere he is talking next to the neighbor house. Suppose his upasaka goes and hears, he gets because of that punya, chitta shuddhi. So that way it is possible. That's called overhearing. Even though you are not deliberately listening, but overhearing also helps you. Narada learned like that only. Many things. Overhearing us. Because of samsara. Some people sit in the class daily. Regularly they come and attend the all classes. But not able to say, Aham Brahmasmi. So therefore, samskara is most important. Jnana yogyata is most important. Sadhana that is required. Therefore, na varna, na ashrama, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, brahmachari will, naishik brahmachari will get moksha. Who said? Never. Can sannyasi get moksha? If you wear saffron clothes, you know, no? Just like that people think, ashrama sancheta. Powerful, no? Kashayam. Very powerful. So what? I get moksha. Who said? Never. Ashrama cannot guarantee moksha. Varna cannot guarantee moksha. We are forward caste. Forward caste and another. We are Brahmin. We get moksha. What about Shudra? Shudra will not get moksha. Not like that. Shudra also has to get jnana. Brahmana also has to get jnana. What is the use of taking birth in Brahmana vamsha? You have got an opportunity to perform Vedic ritual. That's all. Okay. Na varna na ashrama sanketaihi na karma upasana adhidehi mokshaha brahma jnanam vina. Without brahma jnanam vina means without. Brahma jnanam vina mokshaha. Don't read like that. Na mokshaha. You have to. That na you have to bring here. First line nakara is there. Varnashrama sanketaihi karmopasanadivihi na mokshaha. Brahma jnanam vina. Without brahma jnanam na mokshaha. Iti who says Vedanta Dindimaha. Where it is said, Mundaka Upanishad says, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyaha Na Medhaya Na Bahunashrutena. So, and Brahmana, I am listening so many mantras. Pravachanena, chanting, parayanam, and speaking, talking, giving lectures. Pravachanena Na Labhyaha Na Medhaya. I am very intelligent. I have a very sharp brain. I am highly qualified. Bahuna, Srutena. By listening 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, no guarantee. Srutena, Bahuna, Srutena, na mokshaha. Na karmana, na prajaya, na dhanena. So Upanishad said, then what? Jnanaya evasa kaivalyam. Jnanam, jnanam, jnanam. Suppose I am not able to understand. Understand. I am not able to understand. Study until you understand. No, other way. Moksha is not. See, you can produce any punya. If you want to go to Swarja, you can do lot of Jyotishnava Yoga and that. All phalam, the results are created by karma. Therefore, you can get anything by doing some karma, by your own ashrama dharma, varna dharma. But moksha is not kritaham. Na sakrita kritena. Yama Dharmaraja said in Nachiketa, to Nachiketa, he Nachiketa, nasti akritaha. Akritaha means moksha. Nitya moksha is not created. You cannot get moksha. Then what? You recognize you are muktaha. Whatever you get will go in time. Kritakam, that is kritakam. Made out of some punya karma. That is called kritakam. Moksha is not kritakam. Whatever is kritakam made out of punya karma, you get something. Swarga phala also anityam. Whatever phalam you get, it is anityam. Moksha is nityam. It is not anityam. You are nitya muktaha because it is not kritakam. It is not created by any action. You have not even attainment also not corrected. There is nothing to attain. Apti, utpatti, samskara, vikara, all these are ruled out. Then what? I am nitya muktaha. I am ever free atma. I was, I am, I ever will be nitya muktaha. Moksha is nitya muktaha. It is not a thing to get at a particular time, at a particular place. Haridwar, I got moksha. No. It is not an event that also happened. Then what is this Swamini? Clarity in your thinking. Your thinking pattern will be changed. Cognitive change. This is called moksha. Avadana, this much is on moksha. Then what will happen to me? Nothing will happen, better not to happen. Better not to happen anything. You are agitated. Okay? Agitated. I am agitated. It's a promotion, something. No promotion. No need of promotion, you are already promoted. You are already promoted. Why? Where is another promotion? Mayeva sakalam jatam, maivarvam pratishtitam, I am adhara of the entire universe. What promotion you want? There is no further promotion. To give promotion also, there is no further. I am everything. Very nice to listen, but you have to assimilate that, that's all. Next shloka, 13. Asatya sarva samsaraha rasabhasadi dushitaha upeksho brahma vijneyam iti vedam tanindimaha. Further, another question may come. Two entities are there, we are telling from first shloka onwards. There are dvau padartho, padartho, dvau. Among these padartho, dvau, these two entities, Brahma, Brahma, you are talking, Jagat, Brahma Jagat, why can't I do Shravanam about Jagat? Why only Brahman? Atma Anatma, Brahma Jagat, Brahman is the world. Why can't I do Shravanam or inquiry into this world? Why only into Brahman I have to do inquiry? Upon Brahman I have to do inquiry. There are two you are telling. I want to choose the second one. What is that? Anatma, world. For that they give reason also. See, your Brahman is not visible. Your Brahman is not visible. My world is visible, tangible, experienceable. I can see lots of things to study. I have lot of work in the world. I have to study. I want to go to moon also. I want to go to lot of places. And European countries and all, I want to do. Lot of things are there. You are telling me, invisible Brahman, you have to inquire and stop doing anything. Who will do? Why can't I do inquiry into what? Seven continents are there. I want to do lots of things. Visible, tangible, experienceable, wonderful, colorful, varieties. I have lots of things to do inquiry. Instead of one Brahman who is not at all visible. Not at all visible. Who is having interest? Who will have interest in that intangible, invisible? Oh, at least color is not required. Form, no color, tasteless, waterless, formless. Who will, we are talking too much. That's for your question. The modern people, this Brahman, we are talking. I am not able, but not only that, you say abstract. And you view concrete. What is concrete? I want. What is abstract? I don't want. So what? I do inquiry into this. But that Vedanta says, you want to do inquiry into that? That is Ratha Bhasa. The whole tangible, visible world, objects, names and forms, everything is fake. It is not real. It is like mirage water, like seashell. It is not real. Asatyaha sarva samsaraha. Samsaraha, the entire universe. Names, forms, relations, objects, your possession, everything. Sarva samsara. You have to include everything. Okay. Including body, mind, sarva samsaraha. Asatyaha, unreal. Satyaha means real. Asatyaha, nasatyaha. It is not real. Then what? It is unreal. Asatyaha. It is not real. Not only that, rasabhasadi dushitaha. It is dushitaha means alloyed. Mixed with dushitaha. With what? Rasabhasa. Nice word, rasabhasa. Abhasa means unreal, fake. Rasa means ananda, sukham. The world, what you are seeing, the sukha, ananda, the color, light, shining. Everywhere you go, colorful, no? Lot of colors, lot of that shining things you can see and attract you. All of them are mixed with water. Dosha. Three dosha. Potential sorrow is there behind that. However much you buy, 2 days you wash, color goes away. You will eat nice food, little bit extra. You are out of control. 4 days bedridden. Dosha. Dosha is that. You go on seeing TV, eye process.
headache problem. If you go on listening computer or keeping in the earphones, that is problem.
Jarayanti Tejana Nachiketa said, Rasabhasa, they are not real ananda. They are all coming from only Nithi Ananda Swarupa. They are all only Pratibimba Ananda. They are only reflected ananda. Originally, there is no ananda in those objects. This Suro Ananda Natham.
Suro Ananda means unreal ananda.
Pratibimba Ananda. Reflected means it's not real. Anubhava Ananda is called Suro Ananda. Anubhava Ananda. Any ananda that which comes out of so-and-so object, it is Suro Ananda. Putra Ananda, Putri Ananda, Griha Ananda, Salary Ananda, Vastra Ananda, Patushari Ananda, any ananda for that matter, grandson ananda, all these anandas are what? Rasabhasa. Rasabhasa, dushitaha means mixed with sano, atrupti, bandha, all doshas are there, alloyed with them. Therefore, upekshya, may you ignore all of them. Use them, but never seek security, happiness from them. My security, who? My daughter, don't say that. My security is my son. My son is not seeing so many. My grandson is not. That also is not. Therefore, olden days, my children will take care of me. Children are not taking care of. You are taking care of yourself now. And their children also. They will be sitting you. Babysitting, first babysitting, second babysitting. So, you are always under threat with insecurity if you rely upon all these rasabhasa, dushitaha, padarthan, upekshya. May you ignore them. May you don't go for them. Don't go for them means what? Never have an idea that they will give me security, ananda, peace. That notion you drop. That is called upeksha. Upeksha means here what? Ignoring. Means what? May you drop that notion, my house will give me security, my bank account, fixed deposit will give me security, happiness, peace. Never have such an idea. Arakshitam, Daiva Rakshitam. Surakshitam, Atam. You are keeping everything Surakshitam, but they are not helping you. Let me rely upon Bhagavan. World dependence to God dependence. Then don't stop there. God dependence to Shastra dependence. Shastra dependence, how is it possible? Guru dependence. Shastra and Guru dependence is there, automatically what comes next? Independence. Self-dependence, independence. Today Republic Day? Tomorrow? Okay. Republic Day. Independence Day. What is real independence day? Self-dependence. So, I am Brahman. I need not depend upon anyone for my security. Upeksha, then what to do? After ignoring all of them, don't sit quietly. Brahma Vigneyam. May you try to know Brahman. How? Tadvidhi Pradipadena Pariprasnena Devaya. You have to go to a guru and study. Brahma Vigneyam. Brahman has to be known. As an object? No. Has to be known means I have to understand what I have to do. Brahman, Brahma Vigneyam. Brahman has to be known. That means what? Brahman has to be known means understanding that I am Brahman. I need not be known. that is called Brahma Vigraha. Understanding that I am Brahman, other than this understanding, nothing is required, is called Vijnana. Bhagavad Gita also, Jnana Vijnana Yoga is there. Jnanam is Paroksha Jnana. Vijnanam is Aparoksha Jnana. Aham Brahmasmi is Aparoksha Jnana. Brahma Vijnayam, knowing the Brahman not as an object, but knowing Brahman as me the object. That is the correct translation. Knowing Brahman means knowing Brahman as subject, but not as an object. Not as a second entity other than me. Since Brahman happens to be myself, the subject, Brahman is not an object to be known outside. So who am I now? Brahman. I want to know Brahman. So I want to know Brahman, which Brahman becomes an object. Brahma Vigneya and Sulver. He's telling Brahma Vigneya. Brahma Vigneyam as the subject. Who is the subject? Nanda. Who am I? Mixture. Five components. I have to delete gross body, subtle body, causal body, and ahankara, tirabhasa. I am. How to delete from? In a computer, you can delete easily. How to delete here? Jnanena. Jnanena. By just knowledge. Sheer knowledge. What is the pramanam? Shetashatra Upanishad says, other than knowledge, if you think moksha is something else, that is possible only one occasion. What is that occasion? Yada charmavad akasham veshtayishyanti manavaha tada deva madhikinaya dukkhachyanto bhavishyati. If you are able to hold the space, the akasha, like a mat, like a carpet, if you fold, is it possible? If that is possible, without jnanam, moksha is also possible. That is not possible. This is also, without jnanam, moksha also is not possible. Daniki diniki, saripoyindi. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om.